Good afternoon. It's 1:31 p.m., July 7th, 2026. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Chrisman, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugenhofer and Commissioner Jill Kringstead. So we have a quorum. Before anything else, would you all please stand and join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think that was my first time pledging allegiance now that we're in the second semi-sesquicentennial or whatever that is called. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhofer, do you?
Do you want to repeat that one? My opening comment is I just had the privilege of being in Medora last weekend and participating in the hearing speakers and the dedication to the Theodore Roosevelt Library. And the one thing that I'm just going to end on is the pronounced, if it wasn't for his time in North Dakota, Theodore Roosevelt would have never been president of the United States. It was a great event. I would just encourage everyone to take the opportunity to go out there and see it. Thank you.
Commissioner Kringstead?
I do not have any opening comments.
Okay. We don't have any items on the consent count. We have hardly any items at all. I think this is our record short agenda. But I will move approval of the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
My portfolio remains all clear. Commissioner Haugenhofer, did you have anything to add to yours?
No, I do not.
Okay, I will turn it over to you, Commissioner Kingston.
All right, I have one item on the agenda. I move the commission issue a notice of filing and notice of public hearing in Basin Electric Power Cooperative, Prairie Winds, North Dakota 1 Project, Ward County, citing application, case number PU-26-164.
Second.
So on August 2009, that was a slip of the tongue. August 12th, 2009. Yes, it was that long ago, 2009. The commission granted a site certificate to Basin Electric Power Cooperative to construct a wind facility comprised of 77 turbines with a capacity of up to 115.5 megawatts. On May 1st of this year, 2026, Basin filed an application to amend the 2009 order and certificate to remove and replace components of the existing General Electric 1.5 megawatt turbines, and they want to replace them with 1.6 megawatt generator technology that includes new rotator diameter blades, hubs, and gearboxes. This proposed application, existing towers, foundations, and turbine locations will be reused, so the project will not affect the layout or expand the site boundary. The project that we're talking about is located in Ward County, approximately 24 miles due south of Minot. And we are having a public hearing on this case. A public hearing on the application is scheduled for Thursday, August 20th at 9 a.m. at the Sleep Inn and Suites in Minot.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
That concludes my portfolio.
Well, so we would be ready to go into recess for questions from the press then, and then later on our administrative meeting. Do we have anything for an administrative meeting, any scheduling things or anything like that to discuss? So then we don't need to reconvene for that either. So this meeting, we will between for those of you who are new, in between our regular meeting and then a later administrative meeting we usually have, we adjourn this meeting, reconvene later, and in between we take questions from the press. But since we don't have anything for an administrative meeting this time, we will at this point just adjourn, but we will definitely take questions from the press. So this meeting is adjourned.
Wow.